gum simultaneously until the sweetness evaporated and my jaws jammed from fatigue. I remember then I whistled in the wind until the muscles in my cheeks burned with exhaustion, mustering faint sounds, hoping each note never touched down. I remember when I skipped across the street to the sounds of impatient vehicles honking, eels of accelerated feet against the concrete, and hollow voices within the caves of their devices. I remember when I rolled in freshly cut grass until the loose blades tickled my ears, harvested within the heels of my shoes, and knocked at the doors of my lips. I remember when she kissed me for the first time and my lips stuttered as if I could not speak or utter. I remember when my family sat down at the table, joined hands in prayer, and we locked in faith because God was able to provide the food that was prepared. I shut with mouths anticipating the joys of mom's culinary creation. I remember when a yes was a yes and a man's word was his bond, and there was no dishonor in truth and no glory in the lie. I remember. Just a hood. It was a place where we nurtured, we cared, we shared, and protected. I remember when I spent summers in the concrete jungle, the loud voices and cars whose sounds bounced off the brick homes and cement grounds, resembling the screams of roller coasters and its passengers, basketball in the park, open fire hydrants spewing cold water in the boil of the summer heat, and the street games, stickball, skelly, jump rope, and four square, stirred up intense competition, only to be disrupted by the impatient frustration of oncoming vehicles whose operators greeted us with a curt snarl. The block parties aroused every sense with its great music and foods. We danced, ate, and repeated the cycle until the fading of the sun. I remember when music was our sanctuary and we basked in its glory, its comfort, its love, its presence. I remember when.
Harvested within the heels of my shoes and knocked at the doors of my lips.